Testing, testing, 1, 2. Rafiki fucked my friend. Rafiki fucked my friend. Doesn't matter. It's all in the past.
What's going on, my brothers and sisters?
Mr. Wo-Wo.
Aunties and uncles.
Mr. Wo-Wo.
Monks, Kabbalists, wizards.
Mr. Wo-Wo.
Mystics. Sons and daughters of God.
That's you.
Welcome
Mr. Woo-woo.
To Mr. Woo-woo.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mr. Woo-woo podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. It's a pleasure to have you here. It's kind of been a crazy couple of weeks, you know, not for myself, but I've noticed existentially in the world, there's a lot, and I mean a freaking lot happening right now, as I had anticipated. After the full moon in April, you can usually batten down the hatches until the full moon in June. It's going to be just nonstop spiritual advancement, intensity, a lot of bullshit coming to the light via the prophet Cat Williams. He said they'd all be found out, and they're starting to get found out. If you're on X at all, man, you know the shit is hitting the fan, and you know these folks are being told on, and people are telling on themselves. From Drake grooming 14-year-olds to the fucking president himself. It's gonna be a crazy fucking year once y'all come down to it. Everything is coming to light. Everything's being exposed. The second Boeing whistleblower was assassinated, died of natural causes in the same year as the other Boeing whistleblower. AstraZeneca finally admitted in court that their vaccine causes blood clots. Oh, it's very rare, they say. Wasn't during your test trials. Says so right there in the literature. So it's the beginning of the end. It's the beginning of the end for a lot of things. A lot of people who are going to meet horrible fates that they brought upon themselves. It's starting to really, really stir out there. The river bottom is being dredged through that astral plane. And all of that sticky shit, that misuse of God's energy, of spirit's energy in our atmosphere, is being just brought to the surface to being sniffed like the back of a child's head by the acting president. Yeah, it's going to be like that today. I hope you're having a wonderful day. It's beautiful and sunny out here in San Diego. Happily, for once. And the wife and I, just like last year, we're preparing to get ready for our pilgrimage up to Mount Shasta to celebrate the birth and enlightenment of the Buddha, called the Wisak Festival. The Wisak celebration where metaphysicians from all over either gather in Tibet. Many gather. The Western celebration generally is held in Mount Shasta. And it is a glorious time for spiritual advancement, for putting forth your intention for the next year. Please, in the next couple weeks, write down what it is you feel you can improve on, and also what you're going to intend. Set some goals. It's a beautiful goal-setting time, at least from the spiritual perspective. This isn't, you know, self-help, like how to accrue more fiat money in your fake bank account kind of shit. This is a time to advance spiritually and to put yourself at service to the rest of creation, your fellow man and woman, an occasional child if they're not being a brat. And it's time to really, really get ahead and crank up the vibration. Speaking of children who are not brats, let me tell you something. My sister revealed something to me. Shout out to Sarah Bear McGee. There's a show on Netflix. If you're having trouble like raising your kids, like, dude, just example 550, why the Japanese culture is in many ways superior to our own. I'm not just saying in many ways, but, you know, they're more ancient, so of course it's going to be. We're a baby country. What can you do? But there's a show called Old Enough on Netflix, and if you have any little blues, any little doldrums, watch one of those shows, and you'll be so freaking tickled, so happy. It's a show where, in Japan, apparently, it's a rite of passage for a small child and in a family to go do their first errand, because doing errands as children is just part of their thing. You don't say, I don't feel like it, Mom. Nah, That's some American white people bullshit. No, 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 no. You're going to go do this shit. And the whole culture, the whole society knows about this initiation into Japanese society where the child is sent on their first task or their first errand because they're old enough. And for them, old enough is 2 to 4 years old to go out by themselves through their neighborhoods, unsupervised. You know, like helicopter parents, they're just constantly like wiping their kids' nose. This is the diametric opposite of that shit. And it is amazing. It is so fucking cute to watch. And this is why they're more mature emotionally, mentally, and everything than American kids. Yeah, it's so adorable. Like the first episode is this, I think it was like, it looked like a baby. The kid was like 2.5 years old, 3 years old maybe. And the mom's like, okay, I want you to go across, you know, and this baby has to, with the intersection by themselves, it gives them a little flag because they have little flags to cross the street. So the traffic will stop and they hold up their little flag. And you think, oh, is this kid like 7, 8, 9, 10? No, this is a 3-year-old kid. And they're like, okay, well, here's the thing. I want you to stop by and, go to the supermarket. Usually they give them more than one task, but the smaller they are, you know, they reduce them. If you're 4, you get 3 tasks at least. But this child's like, okay, go to the supermarket. And this shit was like 1 kilometer away. Okay. Don't you think it's a long way for a child to walk? That's how safe Japan is, first off. So if you have vacation availability, go spend your money in Japan. Okay. You won't get arrested for what you say. You won't get, you know, every other country is absolute like totalitarian garbage at this point, but for some reason, Japan is awesome. And it's so safe there because they have a 99% conviction rate. There aren't kidnappers and pedos and stuff like waiting in wait. There's no pedo Pete's walking around trying to scoop the child up. But everyone knows about this rite of passage. So all the adults are like, haha, this is so cute. And they follow with cameras the little baby. He's a tiny, tiny kid, dude. And they go, okay, don't wait. Hi, I'll go do that, mom. Hi. And they go, huh, okay. And they go all the way through. And this baby is going through his map, and his commentator is making it look cute. Oh, no, don't forget, you have to get this. So incredibly cute. And then they cross in the street, and the kid zigzagging, knows where the supermarket is, goes there with a little backpack around him. And you have to get 3 items from that supermarket, and then bring me home the money. Okay, cool. The supermarket go, ha, oh, is this your first time? Like, is this your first errand? Hi, yes, it is, ma'am. You know, okay, cool. We'll go, you know, and they go to the supermarket themselves and get the right 2 items, right? It's 3 items, but the kid gets to, uh-oh, you forgot the curry, says the narrator. And the kid's halfway home. You see him stop in their tracks. And this kid's walking 1 kilometer. That's more than a half mile by themselves through their own neighborhoods, crossing dangerous streets. But everyone in Japan knows about this, so everyone supports this process. It's like a rite of passage, right? And have it stop. So, oh, no, I forgot the curry. They backtrack back. Oh, what is it? Did you forget some? Hi, it was a curry. Oh, yeah, it's over there. And they're smart enough to look at the labels, know the difference between regular curry and sweet curry. Oh, that's the one. Yes, that's the one, says the narrator. They put it in their backpack, and they just walk all the way home. Oh, you did it. Oh, and they help them make the dinners. Like, they're so... So if you got time and you just want to put a smile on your face, it's called Old Enough. And if you're a parent, it'll change the way you parent because you realize you haven't been doing that shit right. These kids are way ahead of your kids. And it's so amazing. They're so amazing. And then I watched like a YouTube video, like it's called Kindergarten. Look up Kindergarten Cooking Class, Japan. And these 5-year-olds are cooking better than 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, some 30-year-olds. 5-year-olds, they're handling razor sharp knives, boiling oil thing. And the parents are like, yep, now put that in there. Now go to the, and there's like, hi. Okay. Yes, sir. And they just do it. And it looks like it turns out, well, they're making like stuffed cabbage dishes. These are 5-year-olds. You guys, could you do that shit at 5? Could you do that shit at 10? Hell no, no, no. I wasn't even allowed in our family's kitchen. Like, get out. This is my meditation time. Oh, okay. These kids are self-sufficient. Self-sufficient. Amazing. Amazing. And it's so adorable, though. You know, when they screw up, it's like, uh-oh. It's just like the funniest, cutest show you've ever seen in your life. So check that out. Another. Oh, my God. It just makes me happy just thinking about it. Another thing that I've been really digging on is like sound healing and sound frequencies and stuff. might have mentioned them in another podcast, but I discovered something cool. Like, the reason you scroll through X isn't all the fucking bullshit and they, you know, people are exposing the mRNA shots, exposing the government, exposing like this, and it's just brutal, like one thing after the other, and you're just like, oh my god, it's like Lucifer is up society's fucking ass balls deep. And then you find like a little thing like, oh, did you want to know what frequency kills parasites? Like, why, yes I fucking do. He said, oh, it's 1150 hertz. It's called a Rife frequency. There's a lot of Rife frequencies, apparently. It's like a frequency machine, but the Rife frequency at, and that's R-I-F-F-E, I think. And it's 1150 hertz. It is annoying as hell, dude. And I played that shit, and all the comments are saying, like, oh my god, I pooped out all my parasites afterward. Like, worms were gone. And I was like, oh, this is intriguing. This is what I mean. When you see information, you have to treat it like a hypothesis. And then you use your spiritual discernment to say, like, what's the likelihood that it's actually a legit thing worth exploring? I said, oh, that is, because I know frequency is everything. There's frequencies that kill cancer, even though they don't use them in hospitals. Frequency that kills cancer is at over 100,000 hertz. There's like a frequency bandwidth. I highly encourage all of you look that up if you have family that has cancer issues. It's a TED Talk, like how to kill cancer with frequency. And this guy discovered, you just turn this thing on and it different things, like the cancer cells implode and the regular cells are left unharmed. So totally beats chemo, right? So of course, since I'd already seen that video, I go, well, why wouldn't they freak out? And I'm like looking at all these comments. Okay. It kills parasites. Okay, let me check it out. And it is one of the most annoying shrill sounds you ever heard. So when I heard that, I was like, I can't listen to that for an hour. If I had parasites, it wouldn't be worth listening to that to shit them out. So you got to either put it way low on a low volume, or what I did was I took my phone and I stuck it against my belly, like where the speakers is, probably not great for radiation, and stuck it in there. And I was just like, hey, if you parasites are in there, you're effed, right? And I don't think I had any, but I know people that do. And there's a lot of comments. People were like, dude, why parasite? Like, originally it was your sinuses clear. People have stuffed, congested sinuses that would clear it. Okay. But there were comments also like, by the way, this kills parasites. Wonderful. Wonderful. This is that kind of era. You're going to want to do that. You're going to want to do that. Because there are so many things that industrialists are trying to put in our food. It's just a ridiculous time to be alive right now. Like, Bill Gates has mosquito manufacturers that have bacteria, and they're like, oh, well, we're going to inject mRNA vaccines into your lettuce. You're going to take this experiment, whether you like it or not, and fuck you. These are like beyond Nazi war crimes. Like, being killed for this would be too good for Bill Gates. Like, he needs to be in jail and then like waterboarded all the time. You know, brought to the brink every day, basically living in agony to equal what he's trying to do to humanity. But it won't happen. It won't happen for a long time. But people are starting to become aware. That's two mRNA, or I should say two vaccines for COVID off the market now, and two to go. It's going to be Moderna and Pfizer next. And that will be brutal. So, I mean, like, you're getting these little leaks here and there, like Chris Cuomo starting to hedge himself because he told everyone to get the vaccines, right? So now he's going, oh, I'm vaccine injured. He's on the PBD podcast now, which is Patrick Bet David's podcast as a commentator. And I think right now he's just trying to hedge his bets so that when Nuremberg 2.0 happens, he'll be like, look, I got out in front. I got hurt too. And I was trying to tell people ivermectin is good. He finally agreed with like Joe Rogan. I said, okay. So, okay, I know what this guy's trying to do. Not everybody else does, but you know, I could tell he's trying to be like, oh, me too, you guys. Like, I was like, I don't believe that for a fucking second, bro. But I understand why you are, because you don't want to get your head chopped like everybody else's. It's like, dude, we're like headed for it. It's starting to happen. I'm like watching more and more. I don't like watch TikToks, but they end up on X's platform. And dude, it's like, even black dudes are like, I'm ready to go. I'm ready for civil war. I'm ready. I've had it. I'm not going to deal with this shit anymore. It's ridiculous. And I really hope we pull out. I pull out. I really hope we pull out, because this chick has crazy eyes. But yeah, I hope we pull it off. I really do. I hope society, you know, the college campuses are starting to, you know, get really hot. Everything that what you can call the cabal or the Illuminati is trying is getting squashed in like days. The campus protests, finally, cops are wiping them out. Get the fuck out of here. But they're doing crazy shit. They're doing crazy shit like defacing memorials and burning the flag in front of them, you know, in front of like war memorials, World War One, World War Two. And dude, ex-Marines are fucking pissed, dude. They're ready to fight. And you know who they're going to be fighting? Yeah, I'm sure you just guessed it yourself. Yeah, California will be surrendering like real fast. Real fast to Texas. It's bonkers out there right now. It's absolutely crazy. So hope you're doing your push-ups. Hope you're in a neutral area. Hope you're going to farmer's markets. I hope you're doing everything to cordon off yourself and divest yourself from the machine. And by the machine, I mean all of the industries that have been set up by said dark wizards, like the Rockefellers. And that's the education system, the military-industrial complex, the banking system, the medical system. Man, they're fucked. And the list goes on and on. Basically every facet of our culture and society is going to get this gnarly detoxification / destruction. And if you're tied to those things, if your livelihood is tied to them, man, it's going to be rough. I'll be honest with you. It's going to be, I see it, at least my little prophecy eye, my third eye saying, it ain't going to be an easy ride. It's going to be very challenging. And it'll look like society's crumbling, but it's not. It's not. It's kind of just like a regenesis. But all these systems have had to collapse for ages because it's built on iniquity. It's built on an intent to manipulate the consciousness of all the muggles that are out there. And they're, you know, maybe 3/4 of the human population. How many of you guys know that your mind creates a reality? If you don't, you're in that group. And this is going to be just a terrible, terrible lifetime for you. Sorry. Now's your chance. Now is your chance to get on yoga, to start meditating, to raise your vibration. Don't take my advice. My whole life I've told people, you don't take my advice, your suffering is going to be immense. Like everybody that's ignored my advice has always, the thing's gone wrong and they have fucking fell. They've suffered terribly. Yeah, okay. You know, people don't take good advice. It's okay. It's my fault for giving it. It's my fault for giving a shit. And I got to say, I kind of don't anymore. We're in that area. I'm ready to just create my bubble and let everybody get their karma. Good luck to yous. I'ma be fine. Beyond fine. I'ma be flourishing. Me and Abby are gonna be flourishing. Even if we create a little bubble somewhere in the middle of nowhere, we're gonna be great. Can't speak for the rest of everybody else. Hope you're not too addicted to the internet. Hope you're not too addicted to convenience. Hope you were raised in the 80s and you remember what it was like. Marvelous. And other countries are going ass backwards. Trudeau in Canada just passed a law, allegedly, that they could retroactively look at your internet activity and look for hate speech, whatever they think is hateful, which to a Canadian's fucking anything, any rudeness is hate, right? Or at least to that fucking idiot. Oh yeah, I even found out Trudeau was a pedo. Yeah, when he was a younger man, he dated a 14-year-old and he was like in his late 20s. Oops. Oops-a-doops. Pretty boy is a pedo. Yeah. Yeah, it happened. That's rough, man. Oh, dude, you might have noticed. I don't care anymore. I don't care about disclaimers. None of that. It's that era now. Cat Williams is correct. It's going to all come to the light, whether it's Diddy or Biden or even Tom Hanks. or any of them, or anybody. You're hiding some shit? You being shady? Well, you wouldn't be. You're listening to this podcast. You're a goodly person. If someone's listening in on this podcast that is not, that's your ass. That's your ass. Oh, that was it. Oh my God, this was such a great video. I couldn't believe it. Oh my God, I hope I can even set it up properly. Let's see here. So this lady, right? I'm just, of course, found her on Twitter. It's on Jennifer Hudson's show, no less. I mean, and I'm not a fan of hers whatsoever. I could barely even know who she is. This lady who in the 80s was the, she was called the chief of disguise for the CIA. Her name is Jonah Mendez. She's telling Jennifer Hudson about the level of masks. And she said, what? Hudson was like, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen? And, dude, it is amazing. I gotta like show you this. So here it
and
is.
And I reached to start taking it off and he said, stop.
And stop, don't explain it. Okay, so this is the lady who is basically like the head scientist at the CIA. So all the spies go to her to get their spycraft tools, right? This is gonna trip you out. Dig this.
I was chief of disguise.
What all did that entail?
The office I worked in was like the Q in James Bond. We were the Q for the CIA and the intelligence community. So there were different parts of it. Whatever you needed, if you needed a bug, if you needed secret writing or a microdot or a concealment device or whatever you needed, you had to come to us and we'll put something together for you.
What's the most memorable moment from being in disguise for you?
There were a number of them, but one that has to stand out, I went to the White House, mm-hmm. and I briefed George H.W. Bush, the president at the time, while I was wearing a full face mask. So we're sitting like this close together, and I'm telling him that I'm going to show him the best disguise that we have. And he's looking for a bag, like, where is it? I said, well, I'm wearing it, and I'm going to take it off. And I reached to start taking it off, and he said, stop. And he got up, and he walked, and he looked, and he looked. And he didn't know it was a mask. He wasn't sure what I was wearing. He sat back down. He said, okay. So I took it off, and I was holding it up in the air so he could see it.
Looking at a picture of it right now.
My whole head. It had hair and a face and a neck.
So you could walk around as someone else.
Absolutely.
And that would be the disguise.
Absolutely. I was chief of disguise.
Now, if you could see this picture and understand like how realistic it looks, like there's some videos on YouTube where they like have mask reveals and you know, it's not like the prosthetics that you see on like the guy from Jackass when he goes in as an old man and they're putting like layers of makeup on him and shit. It's just a straight up mask and it goes down all to your torso, like the neck and all that. And I've seen them where it's like a young man underneath and it, or a young woman, and they're pulling off the whole mask, and you're like, there's no fucking way. And they take the thing off, and you're like, oh, that's probably just CGI. But then they take it, and they put it back on, and it settles right back even over their eyes, and only their eyes are discernible. Different lips, different, and you cannot fucking tell. That shit freaked me out. I mean, it's like Ethan Hawke level fucking masks, like where they're talking like, meow, and you don't look anything like you cannot tell. You cannot tell. And it's a mask. Like you could hold like a Halloween mask. You go put the whole thing on, but it just settles over the skin perfectly. You can't tell it's a mask. And that, by the way, when she's saying, oh, George Herschel Walker Bush, dude, he wasn't the president. He was only the president from 84 to 88. Can you imagine how advanced it is now? Have you seen Biden's freak looking ass lately? Those black glittering eyes, dude, easily could be a fucking mask. Easily. Someone else could be running our whole presidency. Cause I thought for ages, since the CIA killed JFK, like they've pretty much been in complete control of our country. Yeah. I whacked him. I've seen the video. I saw the actual video. Secret Service agent turns around, shoots him in the face. with a air canister. That's why they took the fragments of his brain and stuff like that, because it would show evidence of them. It was like a pellet that exploded. It wasn't like just a regular bullet. It was like a, it sprayed orange. It was crazy. I'd always known it was one of the drivers because of Bill Cooper. And it was Bill Cooper's video that was showing it. I dedicated my book to him. He revealed all kinds of this kind of stuff in his book, Behold a Pale Horse by Bill Cooper. And he just reveals the alien programs, the CIA program. Like, we've been under manipulation from intelligence agencies and from these forces, these people, since that happened. They just put in whoever their puppet is. You know, Reagan was an actor, you know. It's just how it is. But dang, if it's evolved that far, that is the most alarming thing, because anyone could be running our country, our companies. It's just absolutely mind-blowing level of deception. So look that up on YouTube. Best mask reveals, kind of thing like that. It was just like, holy crap, dude. Terrifying stuff, dude. I mean, I knew they had it, but it was just the fact they had it in 1987, 88. Not to mention like voice modification, all that. Like this is the lady. She was like the Q. She was like Q that hooked up James Bond. Like, that's just scratching. She's allowed to talk about that without getting her head blown off. That means they're way beyond that now. they only get suicided if they talk about things that are like, way, or, you know, whistleblowers. You know, Boeing's whacking a bunch of them, but allegedly. I'll just put that, allegedly. And yeah, anybody could be Jeff Bezos. Anybody could be Mark Zuckerberg. That looks like a mask, don't it? He looks like an alien blobfish when he's testifying. Senator, I don't think that anybody could be anybody on that higher level. It's wild, dude. It's a really wild woo-woo time. And I'm here for it. I'm excited, because now it's just the muggles finding out revelation by revelation by revelation. And I don't know, like, I've pre-exposed myself to pretty much all the things, so nothing's going to surprise me. But like, watching your surprise, watching your family's surprise, watching mine and my friends' surprise is going to be delicious. I mean, short of their brains caving in from shock. Does you get like 100 of these, the more you go, oh, what's the Anunnaki? Oh, what, there's a cabal? Oh, what, there's an you know, it just goes on and on and on. NASA's what? It's tied to Nazism. That was crazy. It just goes, you know, rabbit hole. And eventually you go, oh, nothing can surprise me anymore. And nothing does. Nothing does. This is the return of the fall, the anti-fall, arising. Or at least the goodness is. The cream rises to the top. Be Clapton. Be like me. Be with me. We're going to be the cream. In the white room with black curtains in the station. We got to do that, okay? We got to get through that haze of cocaine bubble, even though I've never tried it, and just get to reality. And I'm so happy. I'm returning to reality. San Diego now, it's just like it feels like a hospital I work at, you know? It's like I live at the hospital, and I just help the patients whenever I can. And I try to cure myself as much as I can. But when I go to Mount Shasta, oh, breath of fresh air. Breath of fresh air. You know, wild people that don't even watch the news that much. I don't give a shit, dude. Gun-toting wild people. Like, Weed, California, the one next to it, 75% of the people have, like, open carries. Like, they walk around with guns on them. These are people that are going to make it. You never know how to fish before, never hunted, might want to learn. I don't know if it's going to get that bad, but it might. Might want to start doing push-ups now, just in case. Because the way things are going right now, it's headed toward that cathartic moment where all the people around the world realize, and I mean Japan, whew, Japan's realizing it right now, hardcore. They're oncologists, top oncologists. said that the shots are nothing but poison. They're killing everybody. They're estimating 17 million dead. Higher than that, there's people dropping right left. So you can't fuck with the Japanese because you can't fool them. Once they got the data, that's it. They're like a pit bull. They're gonna lock their jaw and that's it for you. And they're like, yo, they just outlawed mRNA vaccines in the whole nation. You think that's a coincidence? Yeah. So once it's known worldwide that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are poisonous and that the all-cause death rate is up over 40% because of them, the revenge level, the anger level, the murder level, the suicide level, it's going to be through. You've never even heard of anything like this. It's going to be worldwide. People grappling like, well, fuck, how much time? Every time there was a lady on X was like, I'm afraid to go to sleep. She knows. She knows what she took now. I'm afraid to go to sleep. But she has active symptoms as vaccine injury, like millions and millions of people do. New York Times just admitted it's thousands of people. No, it's millions and they pushed the shot. So New York Times will be dead. It won't exist as an entity, as a business. Anything that pushed this shit, all these universities, gone. I'd say 60 to 70% of universities will close down. Anyone that mandated it, because they won't be able to afford the lawsuits. It'll be unbelievable. There isn't enough money in existence. So they're just going to shut down. Hospitals are going to shut down. Universities are going to shut down. Like the Fortune 500 list, 400 of those companies will be gone. I hope you don't work for one. I really don't. It's going to be a really tough time if it is. Now's a great time to start a business. May not look like it. But yeah. And even businesses, like all the lockdowns and stuff, just killed our economy. And they proved it. Like 49% of businesses couldn't afford their rent. 49% of businesses were going to be late on their April rent payment. 58% or like 57% of them restaurants. Yeah. Do you like restaurants? Yeah. It's a terrible time. Hyperinflation. All the ingredients are hella fucking expensive. They're being destroyed by impurities. And I mean, I understand what's going to happen next after that. Like after all this chaos, after all the dust settles, all the people that are still left around, the meek, will be like, well, maybe I'll open a restaurant. And it'll be wildly successful with only pure products and only pure farming will be allowed. And only like all the protections the European countries have for our garbage food that we're allowed and all the disgusting ingredients that they allow them, they don't allow there. You know, they also don't have the same level of illness that we have here. But there's going to be extremely pure foods. The colleges that are left will be extremely happy and poignant about their educational systems. Woke is dead. Thank you, Tom Brady. The roast. Thank God. People are dropping F-bomb, man. Woke is done. All that victimhood consciousness, all the credit that victimhood is bringing. I hope you enjoyed that shit. No one cares anymore. No one cares. We don't give a fuck. Eat it. Don't care. It's going to be crazy. And I'm here for it, man. I'm here for it. Like while all that shit's going on, I'm going to be watching videos of meat eater learning how to clean a deer if I have to, or how to build a chicken coop. I guess that's the level it's possible we could regress to. Paper. The electric grid gone. Not gone, but I'm just saying, like, Wi-Fi. I hope you have a talent or skill that isn't bullshitting. It isn't just thinking. I hope you have the ability to trade. I hope you got a talent, because might come in handy. Just saying. It's going to be wild. I just like this wild-ass podcast. It's not even, like, I'm trying to be negative. I'm trying to warn you. Of Shannon, because I'm a little bit of a, you know, there's no new prophets, but God be telling me. Whisper in my ear, psst, there's going to be a crash in 2008. Oh, yeah, saw that coming. They're going to try to mandate and force vaccinate. Yeah, they tried and failed. Vaccine passports, right up their own mother's asses. Don't need one. Not going to have one. Next, they're trying to, you know, push The digital currencies. People are protesting right now in the tens of thousands in every country where they're trying to push that shit. People that are from other countries that are like, fuck your country. Yo, bro, go back. Go either directly to jail, go right the fuck back. That's what's about to happen. It's going to happen fast. And I hope in a humanitarian manner. People saying death to America, boop, disappeared. Don't know where they're at. Don't care. Bye-bye. I'm going to Guantanamo. I don't give a shit. Have fun. It's going to be like that. Because there is a stirring happening in this country right now. And I could, you know, without getting too many details, it's like people are getting ready for damn near anything. They're not ready for the information that will come out and rock their world. Oh, is that why mom died? Oh, cool. I'm going to go talk to the doctor about that. As will the other 500 patients that they did that to. Oh, they put so-and-so on a ventilator? Oh, they gave them remdesivir? Knowing they had a kidney issue? Cool, I need to talk to them. Come here a second, bro. Oh, wait, they ran for their lives? Yeah, where'd they go? I want to say what's up to them. Where are they at? It's going to be like that. I don't know when it's going to be like that. I thought it would be that this year. But in the next couple of years, it's going to be like that. And while all that shit's happening, feel free to be your best self, stack your money, make your dreams come true. Because there's when chaos happens, that is the greatest opportunity for entrepreneurship, self-improvement, and people are going to need jobs that aren't AI. I was telling Abby that. I was like, in the end, if our spiritual goal is not met, and I'm like, in the material world still, I'll settle for being a multimillionaire. Okay, fine. No problem. In doing so, I will only start businesses that will not do AI. See how that works? All the businesses are trying to fire you all and trying to replace you with some AI robot. And it's just like, well, then who the fuck's going to purchase their product? Who's making money? A robot? Exactly. You make businesses not to make profit, but to make your employees money. Give them lifestyles. Give them a chance to pay their bills. Give them a chance to raise kids. Give them an ability to buy property and improve their station and build generational wealth. That's possibly what I'm going to do. I don't want to. That shit sounds boring to me. But people are going to need jobs. So, might have to do that. Who else will? You know? I'm going to make a crap ton of money. Dude, people are going to be smoking more weed than Bob Marley's ghost ever wished he could. So, just due to the pressures of society and what's going on. So, you want to make a gajillion bucks? Start weed-oriented businesses, because that's one of the few things that's going to do extremely well. That's where people's extra money is going to go. Video game. No one's going to give a shit about that shit. Nature. Going to be out in nature hugging trees and having ceremonies around fires and meditating with people and praying with them. They're going, oh yeah, the power of prayer. Your mind creates your reality. Want to get together with me and create a better culture and society? Great. That'll be more powerful than whatever they're trying to do by flushing us down the toilet and exterminate us. All these eugenicists like Gates, Oprah, demons in human clothing. Yeah. Yeah, them. Them. The them. That's who the they are. I mean, that's the people in the public light. Not who, you know, puppeteers their little Pinocchio strings. Yeah, get ready. I'm just saying, if you're positive, get ready for that. If you're positive and you know other, I'm just saying you can't stop what is going to happen to other people, right? But you can help how you react and respond to it. And not get sucked into it, not get drawn down the toilet bowl with them. I wish we could save them. But muggles be muggles, you know? Muggles be tripping. As the great Leslie Knope said, bitches be tripping. And yeah, the unspiritual are gonna eat, unfortunately, a gigantic bag of prison dick that they don't want. And you don't have to watch it happen, though. I'm doing it to like kind of watch the winds, like in which way they're blowing and how quickly the revelations are coming. Shout out to Tucker Carlson. Shout out to Russell Brand. Shout out to Joe Rogan for putting out so much, you know, just the balls to put out the material before everybody else, knowing that those forces will attack. And they already did. Russell Brand got attacked and accused of of rape, you know, 30-year-old case. Okay. Joe Rogan getting attacked over ivermectin. I'm trying to cancel him for that shit. Didn't work. Tucker, oh, he's a weirdo conspiracy theorist. Yeah, but the conspiracy he's talking about, you can get receipts. The government's already admitting that aliens are real. Are you ready for that? They just admitted it. They admitted it in court last year. Said, yeah. We've been doing business forever. If you want a great insight about that, watch Bob Lazar's interview on the Joe Rogan podcast. Bob Lazar. If you want to learn how to, not astral travel, but remote view, like the psychic soldiers, the NSA, go to themonroeinstitute.org and learn how to remote view. Dr. Bartlett, who taught me matrix energetics, was considered by the founder or the original teacher of it to be the greatest remote viewer he'd ever taught. It's a great skill to have, to be able to look non-locally and get information without having to go there with your physical body. If you're looking for great crystals, go to gemisphere.com. None of these are sponsors. Maybe one day. I will only advertise to you the stuff that I would personally recommend or use myself. That's a great thing. I forgot to tell you, I got my very first sponsorship offer from a holistic company that sells supplements and stuff. I don't do supplements. I'm vitamin free, bro. I don't none of that shit, and I don't take them. So I didn't offer. Then we're like, hey, tell me what your viewership is. And I'm like, bro, it's like 50 people, 50 people an episode, 100 people an episode listening. You know, so it wouldn't be a tremendous compensation, but I was already, you know, that voice is like, hey man, this is your first advertisement endorsement. Maybe you could come up with something cool. I was like, I don't use a product. I ain't going to do it. Even if they gave me a free product to try, I'm like, nah. I'm endorsing companies already that aren't compensating for me. I'd rather you went and learned and got the real shit. And I'm not going to put it in my notes. It's up to your ass to look it up. Once I say it, Google it. If you need a link, yo, run tail that. That's two. Look it up. Look it up. Rewind this shit and look it up yourself. Legit. Okay? It's there. It's there for you. That's why I'm saying it. Even in my book, I get more excited, but I'm not going to drag you to the light. It's up to you to do the work. It's up for you to, if you're interested enough, you make the inquiry. You go look up the right frequency and go look up the, I ain't going to do a direct link for you. Go look it up if it's important to you. You know? You're too addicted to ease as it is. In the spiritual path, you just have to hike to the Himalayas, look for the right cave, find Babaji, find some yogi that's going to teach you. Like, nah, I'd prefer they came down and like, got me, and they just hand me, you know. No, you go get that knowledge if you want that knowledge. Go get it. It's there for you. I had to go get it. Now you go get it. I'm going to treat you just like those little Japanese kids. Hi. Yeah, you go get the curry and bring it home to daddy. You do it. Shout out to you. Anyway, I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day. We're going to do a couple of podcasts when we go to Mount Shasta. In a week, I think I'm gonna do one more pod before we go back up there. And I gotta say, I'm just excited to keep talking about this, talking to you, watching all of this stuff unfold. And it's glorious and amazing times we live in. Your grandchildren, should they get to exist, are going to just talk about this. You're gonna remember this era. You're gonna remember 2024. You're gonna remember 2020. And it's going to reshape everything in a good way, in a good way. But the fallout, oh my goodness, it's going to be fucking gross and amazing, an amazing spectacle. So don't involve yourself in it. Get out of it and disassociate yourself from it. Important stuff, okay? But I know you're practicing. I know you're thinking your best thoughts. Keep it up. Keep it up for all mankind. That might save I get told this by people above myself. It's just like, dude, even if it looks like absolute dog shit out there, every thought you think and prayer you think might be saving a life. We can just call it prayer, but thinking well of both Israel and Palestine, like hopefully, oh, seeing them peace, you might save a couple lives. You might bring someone out of poverty somewhere. You might be open the portal that angels can come through and intervene because they're not smart enough to ask or think themselves. You could pray for other people too. So get at it. This isn't a time to hold back. Do it. Do it. Do it. Fuck it. Do it. All right. I love all of you guys. And I'll probably talk to you next week. Okay. No, probably I will. Peace and aloha.